reached 322 before they were finally dismissed by Essex, who replied with 107-1, a positive response. Jake Micklebrough, 68 not out. Gautam Gambier fell shortly before the close. He made 37 before chipping Dean Kosker to extra cover. Greg Smith came to the crease. He's nought not out, and Essex will resume tomorrow on 107-1. The rain is forecast for tomorrow, and there may need to be some getting together between the captains if we are to get a positive result from this game, a game that Essex desperately need to win to keep alive their promotion hopes. Going back to the Glamorgan innings, as I say, all out for 322. Another fine performance from David Masters. 5-68 from 36 overs. The fourth time this summer that Hoddy has taken five wickets or more in a championship fixture. He was supported by Monty Panesar, who took 2-37. There was a wicket apiece for Rhys Topley, Graham Napier and Ravi Bapara. Two half centuries in the Glamorgan innings, one from Chris Cook. He got 67 before he was pinned in the crease by Panesar. Murray Goodwin hit 65 before he became one of Dave Masters' five victims. He was caught by Oes Shah at first slip, and Oes went on to remove also Andrew Salter, again a victim of David Masters. He'd scored nine. But as I say, Glamorgan 322 all out, Essex in reply 107-1.